Okay, so it's a very blustery Sunday afternoon down here in Wivenhoe by the station, but I've kind of cheated. I've come indoors slightly into a car to try and avoid the wind, and here to talk all about the Vintage Mobile Movie Bus, I think is the correct title.
Yeah, that's the correct title.
So I've got a guest here to explain a bit more. So madam, your name please?
Moira, and I'm involved in Moving Image, which is the Wivenhoe Cinema project, and we've got the bus here in collaboration with First Sight. From Colchester. First Sight have organised for the bus to come all the way from Devon, and it's been in different locations around here. It was in Jaywick and Mersey and Myland, and luckily for us it's in Wivenhoe today.
Yeah, so the basic idea, Moira, we'll take some photos, but it's this huge, really impressive old vintage bus, and inside is a cinema and it's showing films.
Yes, it's got 22 seats. And they're doing screenings every 45 minutes with mainly films from the East Anglian Film Archive. So each screening is slightly different, apparently. But from the people who've been, I haven't had my turn yet, but the people who've been in say it's really good, really interesting stuff.
So it's all local based, it's all relevant to the local area. And so maybe if you want to see Die Hard or Toy Story, this isn't the place.
No.
But it's got a very, very good, decent local theme. And I think what's been encouraging. If it's worth explaining the uptake and the enthusiasm here in Wivenhoe for the project.
For the Moving Image project?
For the bus this afternoon first.
Yeah, for the bus. Oh, well, I mean, absolutely. They're running about, I think, 5 different screenings, and it's been fully booked for a couple of days. And then lots of people are just turning up, having heard about it, either to have a look or just because they're walking past and it catches their eye, because it's a very impressive-looking vehicle. Although it's obviously it's a road going vehicle, they couldn't drive it all the way from Devon. It had to come up on a low loader. So it's quite a big thing.
And then what I find really, really positive is just working with First Sight, who are the big arts organisation mainly for the whole of the East of England, and they're working closely with Moving Image here in Wivenhoe.
Yeah. And I mean, we provided the obvious, you know, they needed a link in each location in order to organise, you know, a venue with power, particularly, because that's what obviously they need.
Okay, I think perhaps it's worth also then mentioning more about Moving Image. I think people in Wivenhoe know a lot about it, but it really is a growing success story. I see last night, Made in Dagenham, it was one of your busiest nights.
Yes, indeed it was. And it's true that it is, I think, you know, it's getting more and more known, but there are still people who, you know, locals who don't know who we are, and, you know, people who've come today, this afternoon, and when you say it's in conjunction with Moving Image, they don't know what you're talking about. So we've still got a big job to do in, I think, really word of mouth is, you know, the way it'll work. And I think the fact that we had quite a lot of new people last night at Made in Dagenham, hopefully they will tell their friends, and we'll get some more people that way.
So it's basically it's an independent community cinema here in Wivenhoe, and the main local location is the Philip Road Centre, which people might be familiar with. When you go in there though on cinema night, it is not the place you imagine. It is all decked out, and it's really quite fantastic with all the box office, and just to think as a location that does actually look like a true cinema, and it's got a real good professional sound system in there. So it's worth going to see a proper film.
Yes, I think we do transform it, what with the velvet curtains and the box office. I think, you know, the one thing we regret is that we haven't exactly got the most luxurious of seating, but people don't seem to complain too much, and those that don't really want to sit on plastic chairs for too long bring their own cushions, so it's not too bad.
And it's a bargain price. It's £5 membership annually, which then gets you in for £3 per film.
Yes, which is going to be
the best price ticket in all of Wivenhoe on a Saturday night. And then also maybe if you mention the events up at the lakeside.
Yes, and then we also, at the moment, we're lucky enough to be allowed to have some screenings up at the Lakeside Theatre at the University in conjunction with the theatre. And that's on a Monday night, though, which is, you know, some people find difficult or less popular. But and we don't. It's not every Monday, because they obviously have other things on, but it's approximately every other Monday in term time. And what we've done there is to have a dedicated programme of a season of films, which this term is World War II, international films about World War II. And we're getting growing audiences there, so that's very positive.
Okay, well, perhaps that's a good place to end. So today, we'll just recap it as being the vintage mobile cinema bus
Yes.
standing by the station. I'll take some photos. It really is very, very impressive, and it's totally sold out. So that's always good to support. And do Google Moving Image and support the independent cinema also here in Wivenhoe. Okay, thank you, Moira.
Thank you.